tried, I belong here as animals might. And the taste of water on my tongue, it was cool and it was good. I never knew it before. And I love you so much more. I love you so much more. Never knew it before. I love you so much more. I love you so much more. I never knew it before. I love you so much more. I love you so much more. I never knew it before. I love you so much more. I love you so much more. I never knew it before. And the taste of water on my tongue, on my way towards oblivion. The taste of water on my tongue, on my way towards oblivion.
Can you hang around? bags of lines. I try to be gracious through all its demands, as gentle and kind as I can. Because I was empty, and they saw in me something they could feed. Because we're all overflowing, recklessly growing, and power comes from the need. But for this chip on my shoulder, I could have enjoyed their slippery honeyed embrace with gifts that would be showered if I don't disappoint. But I couldn't keep to my
indie folk rock out of Toronto from the Weather Station. Reaching back to the 2011 album, All of It Was Mine, we heard the song Chip on My Shoulder from the Weather Station. In the middle, it is Indigenous icon and singer-songwriter Buffy St. Marie, known as much for her diligent political activism as for her soul-piercing folk music. It is with big regrets that that is one artist that I truly wish I could have experienced live. And it sounds like Buffy St. Marie has retired from live performances. I get it, though. She's in her 80s, I believe. I don't remember her exact age, but there has to come a point where I guess you say, I'm going to slow down a little. We heard the song Honey, Can You Hang Around from Buffy St. Marie. That's from her 1976 album, Sweet America. And starting the set off, it is brand new music from Anoni. Anoni and the Johnsons released the album My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross. It came out earlier this summer in July. We heard the song A Sliver of Ice. Just a reminder, coming up in the second hour, we are celebrating groundbreaking, trailblazing artist Dolly Parton. And I couldn't help but bring in a voice that I felt just is a modern Dolly Parton-esque voice. You don't really think Toronto and country music when you think of the two in any way together, but the music coming up comes from Claire Whitehead, a country artist out of Toronto. She released a really fun album called Thelma, a country opera. It is a coming of agency story that is inspired from the classic film Thelma and Louise. Now, while none of that has anything to do with Dolly Parton, when you hear Claire Whitehead sing, you are going to hear those sunny, honey vocals that are similar to Dolly Parton. So right now, it is Claire Whitehead here on Girly So Groovy.
Friend of mine, get a friend troubles were like yours. Running around, settling the score.
Shedding again, I keep walking.
Music there out of Windsor, Ontario. It's music from Teenage Geese from their debut album, Cat and Cormorant. We heard the song, The Honey Song. It opens up the album in beautiful ways. Natalie Westfall, the woman behind Teenage Geese. I cannot remember if it was Natalie that told me about or if I was the one that told Natalie about. But both of us were obsessed with the podcast, Dolly Parton's America. We're going to talk more about that podcast in the second hour since we are celebrating the trailblazing spirit of Dolly Parton. But I thought I had to include Teenage Geese in this week's episode of Girly, so a groovy. And if you have not heard that podcast, you need to listen. Again, we'll talk more about it in the second hour. Before Teenage Geese, it is music from Stratford, Ontario, indie folk artist Kat Clyde. Her new album is called Down Rounder. She is touring in support of the new album. I am sad that I missed her, actually, just when she came through Windsor last week, but she is touring for our listeners in the Vancouver area. You still have the opportunity to catch Kat Clyde. She'll be at the Biltmore Cabaret on November 10th, supporting Margaret Glaspie as the opening act. Before Kat Clyde, we started that set off with Toronto country artist Claire Whitehead from her album Thelma, a country opera. We heard Hello, a Stranger. Yes. Okay. I felt like if I say that in a kind of quirky way, I would be right. And I was. So I'm happy to say that. Okay, friends. So yes, it is going to be a Dolly Parton party coming up in the second hour. All year long, I have always been sharing facts as to why an artist is a trailblazing artist. With the second hour coming up, we're going to do something a little bit differently this time, inspired by Dolly Parton and the woman that she is. So you're going to see what I mean coming up in a bit of time. Also, too, don't forget when we do that hour where we celebrate the trailblazing artist, we are not devoting the entire hour to just playing music from said artist, but rather we also bring in voices from women who have over the years expressed that their careers are in part thanks to the trailblazing artist that opened the door. So we're going to be including other voices as well, in addition to Dolly Parton, coming up in the next hour. Before we get to that, let me remind you that Girly So Groovy is social. We are on Instagram at GSG Radio. Or we are on Facebook at facebook.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Every week on our social media channels, I post the playlists in print. I provide links to the musicians and bands featured. I provide links to our Mixcloud listening page. But best of all, you can message me any requests that you have for the program. I'm always curious, which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? If there is a trailblazing, groundbreaking artist that you would like to include in the series, let me know. If you think we should continue this series into 2024, let me know. I've had fun doing this monthly series. Hopefully it has been fun for you as well. Next month in November, we are going to do our last trailblazer for the year. We're going to be choosing a hip-hop pioneer in honor of hip-hop turning 50 years old this year. I won't reveal who that pioneer is going to be, but I just felt that definitely wanted to get a hip-hop voice into the series. And then, of course, December is such a busy month between doing our Top 10 Girly So Grooviest Albums of the Year, plus doing our annual holiday extravaganza. I just thought it would be best that we kind of cap the series in November. Anyways, speaking of Dolly Parton, another voice that reminds me in many ways, inspired by the music that Dolly Parton has made, is Calgary, now Nashville-based singer-songwriter Bella White. Oh gosh, I had a moment there. Bella White. Bella White has Bella White released a gorgeous album a couple years back now. And in fact, it made its way into our top 10 girly, so grooviest albums. I want to say it was for 2020. We're going to listen to the opening track called Gutted. The debut album is called Just Like Leaving. It was released 2021 is when it was released and made its way into our top 10 girly, so grooviest list for 2021. But I thought Bella White would be a good segue from here into the Dolly Parton party. Bella White right now with Gutted here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, friend, and ally, Trevor Clendert bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. All year long, we have been celebrating groundbreaking, trailblazing artists every month. And as mentioned in the first hour of the show, we have never featured a country artist in this monthly series. And I thought, who better than Dolly Parton, Queen of Country, Dolly Parton, to include in this trailblazing, groundbreaking series. Every morning when I open up the cupboard to make my morning tea or morning coffee, I see a mug sitting there that my husband owns. On the mug is a simple Dolly Parton quote that reads, "The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain." And in so many ways, Dolly Parton is that rainbow. There is no denying that Dolly Parton is not a groundbreaker, a trailblazer. She broke the hold that men had on the country music industry. She pioneered the country pop crossover. She influenced some of the biggest names in the music industry. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 became an anthem for equal pay. She wasn't afraid to rock a different look than earlier female country stars by leaning into her sexuality as a feminist. Dolly Parton showed that you didn't have to keep to one genre to be successful. She proved that high voices could be popular. She was not afraid to fight for her worth. Dolly Parton's business model revolutionized the industry. And most of all, Dolly Parton helped be a mentor to female artists to take control of their own careers. Again, there is no denying Dolly Parton is a trailblazer, a groundbreaker. But there is a superhero quality to Dolly Parton as well. At 77 years old, not only has Dolly Parton changed the music industry, she has shaped our world. And rather than focusing on just those trailblazing things, I want to take this hour to talk about how this superhero really has helped shape and change the world for so many people. On a personal note, during those early tumultuous days of the COVID pandemic,